Jija.
Sabal Kieja.
For once, the kids are ready with the cheer. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. The quiz show brought to you by Safari Kid, the preschool and after-school program with 19 branches in the Bay Area. The after-school program offers a variety of programs like chess and computing and dance and all kinds of interesting languages. So be sure to check out Safari Kid at safarikidusa.com. safarikidusa.com. Safari Quiz Show can also be found on Facebook. Please do like us if you like the show. It just gives us encouragement to keep going on. And final housekeeping note, remember our musical showcase. We're going to be playing a piece today. The musical showcase works like this. If you have a recording of your child playing a musical instrument or singing, we'd love to have that. Please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com, and send us that recording. It can be in the form of MP3, WAV file, or a YouTube link. Sometimes that works too. And then we will play that. And also, we need some information about your child so that we can mention it on air. So that is our musical showcase. Today we have a musical showcase, and typically the musical showcase is played during our second break. Okay. So, our kids in the studio are waiting to start. I want to mention the rules one more time to them because a couple of them are new, even though they've been listening to past episodes of the show. So, the way it works is that we have three categories, 10 questions each. Each question gets 10 points for the first stuff if it's correct, for the first answer. If the question gets passed, then the question gets 5 points for correct answers. All wrong answers get minus 5. We've been doing a little bit of practice, but I think that today the quiz is going to be a lot of fun and not difficult at all. So we're going to really enjoy ourselves. So let's meet our contestants. Our first contestant is actually a returning contestant. Lakshay, talk into the mic and tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Lakshay. I like to draw and play soccer. And I go to Challenger School and I'm 9 years old.
Awesome. And do you play soccer for any team? Or just with your friends?
I used to, but in spring, I'm going to start again.
Awesome. Yes, winter is the time when you don't play soccer because of the rains, right?
Yeah.
Spring is when it starts again. Awesome. Good job. And welcome back to the show, Lakshay. Our next contestant is Abhi. Abhi, welcome to the show. Say hi.
Hi, my name is Abhi. I type a chemistry book.
What do you mean you type a chemistry book? Tell me more about this. This sounds very interesting.
My brother got this book for me in this fair.
Okay.
And then I use that book information and then I started typing it in my own words.
Oh, you started rewriting a chemistry book?
Yeah.
I love the idea. What are you writing about right now?
Now I'm doing astronomy.
Astronomy? Oh, that is so cool. Are you doing drawings as well?
There are some drawings I'm going to do, but I don't know how to put the drawings. I'm going to ask my brother to put some drawings.
How old is your brother?
He's 12.
He's 12, so he can help you?
He's going to turn 13 this year.
Okay.
And I'm 8 years old. I'll turn 9 this year.
And which school do you go to?
I go to Challenger Strawberry Park.
Are you guys in the same school?
Yeah. All of us.
Oh, in the same class too?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I think, Michael, we're going to see some fireworks today, huh? All right. Let's meet our last contestant for today. His name is Mohammed, right? Yes. Welcome to the show. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Mohammed. My favorite subject is science. We're doing a science fair project, and I'm working on electricity from the potato.
Yeah, always fun.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so have you read Abhi's science book?
Nope.
You haven't read it yet? You haven't shown it to anyone yet, Abhi?
I have. I did have people read it.
Yeah?
I had my uncle read it.
What did he think?
He thought it was really good because he was surprised that there was like this Random Walk and all of that.
I'd love to read that book someday, so do show it to me, okay? All right, Lakshay, I think you're sitting too far from the mic. So how about you pull your chair forward a little bit so that, you know, when you answer, it's easy and all our listeners can hear us. So listeners, as you know, for those of you who are listening for the first time or just tuned into the show, we also have listener questions. They happen at the end of each category. This is a special listener question that's open only to our listeners and not to the kids in the studio. So let me give out our call-in number. It's 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. I'll let you know when the listener question is, and that'll be your opportunity to answer. Okay, we can start with our first word jumble if everybody has their papers and pens in place. So let's quickly, everybody grab a piece of paper.
I don't know how the pens work.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Oh.
Okay. And let me see. Mohammed is all set. Abhi, is your pen working? You may need to put it on the table to be able to write on it.
Wait, so when we write it, we say it into the mic?
So here's what's going to happen. Let me give you a little. Our first category is called Foods That Crunch or Crunchy Foods, and it's a word jumble. So what I'm going to give you is I'm going to give you the letters for the jumble, and then I'm going to give you a clue. So you can choose. You don't have to write the letters at all if you think you can do it in your head. But if you think that you need to write the letters just to get a sense of what the word might be, then that's why we have a paper and pen in front of you. Is that clear? Okay. So, is everybody's pens working? Abhi, your pen's working? Lakshay, you too?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's test your buzzers now. Lakshay? Working. What about you, Abhi? Yes. And that's Mohammed. All right. You guys ready for the first question? Mm-hmm. All right. This is the category, Foods That Crunch. It's a word jumble. And our first word is R-E-L-A-C-E. R-E-L-A-C-E. Relays. And you have to figure out what the word is. It's a crunchy food that you usually eat for breakfast. If you know the answer, buzz. Don't say the answer or raise your hand. R-E-L-A-C-E. Something you eat for breakfast. Okay, I'll give you another clue. Okay? Rice Krispies are a form of this. Rice Krispies are a form of this. Captain Crunch is a form of this.
Oh, cereal?
You didn't buzz. Oh. Whoever buzzes first wins.
Cereal?
Yes, cereal it is. Yeah. Good job. Remember, next time, don't blurt out the answer. You just have to buzz first, okay? All right. Our next one is, that's 10 points to Mohammed. Now, our next one is C, ship. C-S-H-I-P. C-S-H-I-P. Crunchy thing. Remember, what crunchy thing are we talking about? And usually made of potatoes.
Chips.
Chips. Hold on to your buzzer, Mama. It's really funny to watch you in action. Okay. Are you guys ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right. Number three is S-T-A-R-C-O. S-T-A-R. Yeah, go ahead.
Carrot.
Carrots. Very good. Didn't even need a clue there. Crunchy carrots. So tell me, kids, do you prefer crunchy carrots or crunchy chips?
Crunchy chips, since I don't really like carrots.
What about you, Lakshya?
No, I like them both.
You like them both?
Yeah, I did chips, and most of my classmates out of like 19 liked chips. It was like the most.
Yeah.
Including me and my teacher, because she didn't really like the other two.
Yeah.
I don't like chips.
You don't like chips?
Yeah.
What do you like to eat? Carrots? You prefer carrots?
Out of these, it's cereal.
Cereal? Okay. All right. Question number four. Another crunchy food coming your way. You don't have to wait for the clue. But if you think you know the answer, just buzz. S-T-U-N. S-T-U-N.
Ooh.
Yes.
Nuts.
Oh, cool. Very good. Lakshay, yes. Pass this 10 points on to him.
Here.
Good job. All right.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Next one. Ready?
Yep.
D-A-N-C-Y. D-A-N-C-Y.
Candy!
Oh, no, oopsie. He's buzzed first. Candy is right, Lakshay. Okay. Pass it on. Good job.
Yeah.
Okay. Number six. S-T-O-A-T. S-T-O...
Oh, toast!
Toast!
Okay, die. That was easy. For him.
Okay. Next one. N O W S. N O W S. Cold thing.
Snow.
Snow. That's right.
Snow country?
Crunchy. Yeah, have you tried eating snow?
No.
Of course it's crunchy.
My
what about a snow cone?
Ate snow before.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, next one. C R O P N O P. C R O P N O P. Something you might eat in a movie theater.
Popcorn!
Wait, I want to see who buzzed. Ah, yes, that was Mohammed.
Yes,
popcorn is right.
Got it!
All right.
I mean, I got it.
Question number nine. C-U-T-L-E-T-E. Cutlet E. C-U-T-L-E-T-E. Something you might find in a salad. Buzz, buzz. Don't. C-U-T-L-E-T-E.
Lettuce?
Lettuce. Oh. Very good.
Oh. I have something that started with L, I thought, but I wasn't able to get it.
Yeah? All right. Last one in this category. P E P A L. P-E-P-A-L. It's a crunchy fruit. P-E-P-A-L. A crunchy fruit. Michael, did you get it? No? P-E... I'll give you another clue if you don't get it. P-E-P-A-L. Think. No? Snow White was given a poisoned one of these.
Apple!
Apple is right.
Dragon?
Good job. And that's the end of this category. Now it's time for a listener question for all our listeners. So kids, even if you know the answer, zip, zip, zip. No talking, okay? Our call-in number for the studio is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. We're still in the category of things that crunch, but this is not a food. Here's the question. When we say we are doing crunches, usually which part of our body are we talking about? When we say when we're doing crunches, which part of our body are we exercising? 510-770-1550. Yes, kids. Yes, this is going to be an exercise in keeping your mouth zipped, Mohammed. All right. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Pooja, and I think the answer is abdomen.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vishrut, and I think that the answer is your abs.
Thank you, Vishrut. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is your abs.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arush. And I think the answer is abdomen.
Is that Arush?
Yeah.
Thank you, Arush. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Go ahead.
My name is...
What's your name?
Shibali, and...
Yes, what's the answer?
Answer is... App.
Is that Shivali?
Yes.
Welcome to the show. That's a pretty name. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ishita, and the answer is mouth.
Is what?
Mouth.
Mouth. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tria, and I think that the answer is abdomen.
Thank you, Tria. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is abdomen.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi.
Go ahead. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Raul. The answer is your abdomen. Can my brother talk too?
I have another call, Rahul, so we'll get to that. Let him call again. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharav, and the answer is abdomen.
Thank you, Sharav. Sharav was the last caller for this question. So we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to see how the points in the studio are and also who won our first listener question. This time, the first listener question winner will be picked by Mohammed. You're listening to The Safari Quiz Show, Jeja.
Welcome
back to The Safari Quiz Show. This is your host, Vidya, here with Lakshay, Abhi, and Mohammed. And we have just finished our category, Foods That Crunch. It was a word jumble category. But our last question for the listeners was not a word jumble. Rather, I asked, when we say we are doing our crunches, which part of our body are we exercising? The correct answer was abs or abdomen. And from all the correct answers, Mohammed has picked the winner. Mohammed, who is the winner of the first listener question?
The winner is Arush.
Arush. All right. So, Arush, when you write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, be sure to mention that you are the winner of the first question and the today's date, February 7th, on your subject of the email, and in the body mention your question, answer, and some contact information. All right, Arush, congratulations. And now let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Lakshay, how many points do you have?
40.
Into the mic.
40 points.
Abhi?
I don't have.
Abhi hasn't started his account yet, but we have two more categories, so there's plenty of time. Mohammed, how about you?
60 points.
Mohammed is leading right now. Let's see what happens in our next category. This category is things that are orange. And we are going to first check our buzzers. So let's try Lakshay's, please. And Abhi. And Mohammed. Awesome. You guys ready? First question. In the category, things that are orange. Cartoon cat who lives with his owner, John.
Garfield.
Very good. 10 points to Mohammed. Good job. All right. Next question. Fruit carved on Halloween.
Pumpkin.
Oh, man. Yes, he just pipped you to it. Here you go. Okay. Next one. Hot thing that burns colored...
Fire.
You're not letting me finish the questions. There you go. Okay. Question number four. Another fruit that's orange on the...
Carrot!
Minus... First of all, yes. Okay, go ahead.
Oh,
he didn't buzz, actually. You buzzed. So you have
orange.
To... You said orange. Also not correct because I didn't finish the question. So you're disqualified. Give me minus five. Give me one and I'll give you five back. Yeah.
Oh,
give me
right ten
and I'll give you five back. No, he has to. You didn't. Since you didn't buzz, it doesn't matter. Okay. So now I'm going to finish the question and now the question is open for buzzer to Abhi and Mohammed only. Okay, so you can still buzz. Because I didn't finish the question. Got it? Question number four. Another fruit that's orange on the inside, but not outside usually, and it has ripples on its skin.
Persimmon?
No. Persimmon is pretty orange on the outside. Oh. Minus five. And now, Abhi, you're the last person left. This is an orange fruit which has ripples on its skin on the outside. And sometimes they're like green ripples. And inside it's orange. It's a fruit that's orange usually on the inside, not on the outside.
Coconut?
No, not coconut. A coconut is not orange on the inside. You still owe me. You owe me 5 points. It's a cantaloupe.
Oh!
A cantaloupe.
That makes sense.
Okay. Next question. This we are on now. Question number five. Something that warns you that road work is being done.
Sign?
No.
Oh.
No. What sign is orange?
The
construction signs are usually yellow.
Caution tape.
So
I saw an orange sign that caution said road work.
Caution tape. So that is not correct. You owe me 5 points. And question passes to... Wait. Question passes to you. Give me a second. Something that warns you that road work is being done.
Oh.
Yeah, 5 points. And you can...
Oh! Construction cone!
Actually, you can't answer like that. It was Abhi's turn.
What?
And Abhi said... Because it passes. It passes.
A caution
tape is definitely orange. It's certainly an alternate. That's not the answer I was looking for. It is correct. So I owe you 5 points, but you owe me 5 points, so we're back to zero. All right. So our next question, and yes, the answer I was looking for was traffic cone, but he did give me an answer that was acceptable before. So we just move on.
Okay,
it was.
Okay.
All right. Question number six. Cheese-flavored puffed snacks that turn your fingers orange.
Cheetos
is right. He buzzed first. Yes, Lakshya.
Yes.
Mamad, buzz first. Talk later. The trick is to buzz first. Okay. Question number seven. Name an orange soda.
Wait, what? It's my turn.
Wait.
Fanta.
Oh, no, time ran out. Question passes.
I said.
Yeah, but you can't. You have to buzz, and you have to wait to see whose buzzer lights up. Only they can answer. And then the question passes if they don't get it right, which it didn't. So you owe me 5 points. And question now passes to Lakshay.
Fanta
is right. 5 points to you. All right.
Wait, what happens if it's passed, like...
It passes in a counterclockwise direction.
Yeah,
so then, to Lakshay to Abhi to...
Yeah, so then if we both get it wrong, then Abhi still gets 5 points, right?
Yes.
If it gets,
yeah. Yes, it stops as soon as somebody gives a correct answer. Got it?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Something you wear that can save your life if your boat sinks.
Life jacket
is right. And that is indeed orange.
What?
Okay.
It goes first.
Next question. Question number nine. Orange character from Sesame Street. Okay, give me 5 points. And I didn't finish the question. So I'm going to finish the question and then it'll be open to buzzer.
You did?
He had 5 points. Okay. It'll be open to buzzer for Abhi and Mohammed. Okay, are you guys ready, both of you?
Yeah.
Orange character from Sesame Street who lives with his friend Bert.
Wait, Big Bird?
Not Big Bird, Bert. Orange character from Sesame Street who lives with his friend Bert.
Oh, Ernie!
Ernie is right.
Yeah.
Wait, since this was open to buzzer.
It passed on.
What?
She got it wrong, so it passes on.
No, it didn't, because I didn't finish the question.
Oh!
So when I don't finish the question becomes open again.
Oh.
Alright, last question. Question number 10. Tiny orange crackers each has an eye.
Ritz!
Jesus.
Okay, no, that is not correct. So, 5 points from you. All right. So since I didn't finish the question, we are going to open it again to Abhi and Mohammed to buzz in. Both of you buzz, okay? Don't yell out the answer.
I did buzz.
Yeah, but you have to buzz and wait. Don't blurt out the answer, because what happens if you've got the correct answer but he's the one who buzzed in? He'll hear, no?
Oh.
Yeah, so don't do that. So tiny orange crackers, which each has an eye and a smile. Each has an eye and a smile.
This doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, tiny orange crackers. It's just marked out. It's not a colored eye or anything. It's just marked on the cracker. An eye and a smile are marked on the crackers.
Oh, I think
wait, it's... No, buzz if you think you know.
Monaco?
No. That is not correct. You owe me 5 points. Now, the last person left is Mohammed. You have an answer? You have 5 seconds.
Pass.
It's goldfish.
What? How is goldfish and a cracker?
It is a goldfish are crackers. Goldfish crackers. Those tiny little...
Oh, those! Why did I think of that? Yeah, but then there's also... Oh.
an eye and a smile. I was very specific. So you
but then a bear.
It's not orange. Right. So it is an orange cracker which has an eye and a smile, and that's a goldfish cracker. All right. So we come to our listener question. No, we're done.
Oh.
This is a listener question. Call in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Things that are orange is the category. Here's the question which daddies and mummies may need to help the kids with. Which home improvement store has an orange logo? Which home improvement store has an orange logo? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Home Depot.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vishrut, and I think that the answer is the Home Depot.
Thank you, Vishrut. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Aditya, and I think the answer is the Home Depot.
Thank you, Aditya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Home Depot.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is Home Depot.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharav, and the answer is Home Depot.
Thank you, Sharav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Home Depot.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and the answer is Home Depot.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air. Yes, go ahead.
My name is Ishita, and the answer is Home Depot.
Ishita or Ishika?
Ishita.
Ishita. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and the answer is Home Depot.
Thank you, Rahul. And Rahul was the last caller for question number two, listener question number two. We're going to take a break now, and we're going to go on to our musical showcase. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk about what the points in the studio are, and also who won our second listener question. And this one, this time, the winner will be picked by Abhi. All right, so let's tell you a little bit about our musical piece. It's a violin piece. It's by Divya Tadimetti. Divya is a 13-year-old who began her violin studies at the age of 7. She's an 8th grade student at the JLS Middle School in Palo Alto. She's been a member of the Palo Alto Chamber Orchestra since 2010, and as a winner of the 2013 concerto competition, she's the featured soloist in the piece that I'm going to play. It's the Bach Concerto in A minor, and she's accompanied by the Palo Alto Chamber Orchestra. All right, take it away, Michael. And that was Divya Tarimetti's beautiful concerto performance. I think we heard a big round of applause at the end of the piece. Let's give her a big round of applause here in the studio. That was awesome. All right, we're going to take a break now. And then when we come back, we'll see who the winner of our second listener question was, as well as the points in the studio. Jieja.
Saval Kieja.
नमस्ते आंटी जी, आप कैसी हैं?
अरे वाह, तुम तो बहुत अच्छी हिंदी बोलने लगी हो, किसने सिखाई?
मैंने मधुभाषा केंद्र के साथ हिंदी सीखी और पता है मुझे फॉरेन लैंग्वेज का क्रेडिट भी मिला है.
इज योर चाइल्ड थिंकिंग अबाउट व्हाट लैंग्वेज टू टेक फॉर हाई स्कूल? व्हाट अबाउट हिंदी? मधुभाषा केंद्र ऑफर्स अ 4 क्रेडिट हिंदी प्रोग्राम फॉर हाई स्कूलर्स इन द बे एरिया. टू लर्न मोर विजिट देयर ओपन हाउस ऑन सैटरडे फेब्रुवरी 14th फ्रॉम 2 to 3:30 एट 43006 Christie Street. For more information, visit mbkhindi.org or call 510-682-4249. Once again, that's mbkhindi.org or 510-682-4249. Jieja.
Saval Kieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Lakshay, Abhi and Mohammed. And before we check on their points, oh, did you pick a winner, Abhi? Okay, wait. I'll announce it. So our question was in the category things that are orange. And the question was, which home improvement store has an orange logo? The answer was indeed Home Depot. And from all the correct answers, Abhi has picked the winner. Abhi, who is the winner of the second listener question?
Sharav.
Sharav is the winner of the second listener question. Sharav, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com in the subject matter. In the subject line of the email, mention today's date, Feb 7th, and that the fact that you're the winner of the second listener question. And in the body, mention the question, answer, and some contact information for you. All right, Sharav, congratulations. And now let's move on to points. Lakshay, how many points do you have?
45.
Into the mic, sweetheart.
45.
There you go. Abhi still has to open his account. And Mohammed, how many points do you have?
90.
90 points. Now, let's see how the competition heats up in our last category today, which is tropical animals. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm so pumped up.
You're pumped up. Okay. And let's check our buzzers. First, Lakshay, Abhi, and Mohammed. Awesome. Okay. Our first question is, big cat, that is also the name of a luxury sports car. Big cat. That is, we're talking about, go for it.
Jaguar.
Oh, awesome.
Oh my God, he owes you 10.
He owes me, you know, he owes me 5, and so he's going to get 5 points. Good job. Well done.
Wait, didn't he owe
you 10? Nope. Oh. Question number 2. Ready?
Yeah.
Three-toed animal that lives in trees and is supposed to be...
Sloth.
Sloth is right.
Wait,
three-toed sloth. Very good. Good job. Question number 3. Hooded snake featuring in many Indian folk tales. Hooded snake featuring in many Indian folk tales. Yeah. Hooded snake.
Cobra.
Yes, you got it. Good job. 10 points, Abhi. Well done.
Yeah.
Whenever Abhi has time, he knows the answer. Question number 4. Ready? Large herbivorous mammal with a horn.
Wait.
Minus 5.
Here.
Question passes to Lakshay.
Oh, I think I know that.
But it's Lakshay's turn. 5 seconds, Lakshay. Large herbivorous mammal with a horn. Say pass. Lakshay, time's up. Okay, Abhi, what's your answer?
Rhino.
A rhino. Very good.
I said
good.
Rhino.
You didn't say anything. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I said rhino.
When?
I was like, it rang and then I was like, rhino.
But why didn't you say it in the 5 seconds you had? I didn't hear you. If you said it before, then I'm not listening. Remember, you have to first buzz and then let and then wait for me to ask you and then give me the answer.
Oh.
okay, question. Question number 5. Small omnivorous mammal that's a cousin of the wolf and it features a lot in Panchatantra stories. Yes.
A dog.
No. Oh, it does, I suppose. You know what? I have to give you those points because I think dogs are omnivorous or just meat eating? No, they are omnivorous. They are a cousin of the wolf and sometimes they do feature in the... Yeah, I have to give him those points. So that wasn't the answer I was looking for. All right. Go for it, Abhi. Good job.
I didn't hear about dogs in Panchatantra.
They do have dogs in Panchatantra. The one I was looking for... Does anybody else have an answer? Well, you can find them in tropical countries.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
He can.
But first you tell me if you have another answer for my question. I'm not giving out points, but I'd love to hear if anybody else was thinking of a different animal.
Okay. I was thinking of like a panther or something.
It's not very small, so that wouldn't have been correct. What about you, Lakshya? Did you have a guess? Small omnivorous mammal. Well, not very small, but smaller than a panther for sure. Yeah.
I have a book of Panchatantra, but I didn't have any guess.
Animals in it?
So
the jackal. Jackal, yeah, jackal. A jackal, blue jackal is a very famous story. Then there's a story called Four Friends, and there is a jackal in that.
Yeah,
so a jackal features in many Panchatantra stories. Okay, number 6. Red variety of a popular black and white animal that eats bamboo. Red.
Panda.
Panda, very good. Red pandas are tropical animals.
Wait,
yep,
but
here
aren't
we go.
Aren't they related to the wolverine or something?
Red variety of... which one? Pandas?
No, red pandas. They're like wolverines or something.
But the question was, the answer was red panda, right? So that's why I said it's variety of a popular black and white animal. Okay. Question number 7. Cousin of the squirrel with stripes down its back.
Skunk!
No, that is not correct. And anyway, it was... Abhi's turn.
Chipmunk.
Very good. Mama, do you really have to stop giving me the answer before you buzz in? All right. Okay. Question number 8. Scary freshwater fishes that are known for stripping meat off animals by attack.
Piranha?
Piranha is good. That was a good job, Mama. You buzzed and then you answered. Well done.
Whoa.
All right. Question number 9. Bird with a colorful, oversized bill.
Toucan.
Very good. Good job, Lakshya. That was a good answer. Okay, question number 10. These monkeys get their names from their long limbs and tail. They use the tail like another...
Spider monkey.
Yep, you got it. Good job. Spider monkey is right. And that was our last question. And here's our listener question now, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. And the question is, large Asian antelope whose name means blue cow in Hindi. Large Asian antelope whose name means blue cow in Hindi.
I don't even know that.
That's why it's a listener question. All right, let's go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is Neil, guys.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Neil, guys.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Go ahead, what's your name?
My name is Shelly.
Shelly, okay.
Yeah.
And what's your answer?
The answer is... Neil guy?
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and the answer is Neil guy.
Thank you, Ayush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ishita, and the answer is Neil guy.
Thank you, Ishita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, the answer is Neil guy.
And what's your name?
My name is Arian from San Francisco.
Thank you, Arian. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Siraj, and the answer is Neil guy.
What's your name again?
Siraj.
Suraj? Okay, thank you. Suraj, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vishrut,
And I think that the answer is Neil Guy.
Thank
and
you, Vishrut.
My brother's going to talk to you.
No, let him call again, okay? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rohan, and I think the answer is Neil Guy.
Thank you. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is Neil Guy.
Thank you, Lippy. Lippy's was the last answer caller for that question. I know some of you have had brothers and sisters, and in the past we've had we've allowed the sibling to answer on the same phone call, but we have a lot of kids waiting, so I think it's only fair that only one person can answer on a phone call at each time. So apologies for everybody who got disappointed today, but if you want your sibling to also call, please have them call on a separate phone line or try again after you've finished your call. I think that's what's going to be fair to the many, 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 many listeners who are trying to call in all the time. All right, we're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we'll see who won our third listener question. This time it's going to be picked by Lakshay, and we'll also see how the kids in the studio are doing. Jeja.
Sawal Kiyeja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. That was 1 hour that went by quickly, as Mohammed says, but now it's time to tally up all our winners. First of all, the winner of our listener question. Before we went on break, we were talking about the category tropical animals, and the question was large Asian antelope whose name means blue cow in Hindi. The correct answer was indeed Neil Guy. From all the correct answers, Lakshay has picked a winner. Lakshay, who's the winner? Speak into the mic, sweetie.
The winner is Lippy.
Lippy, all right. Lippy, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget, in the subject line, mention that today's show, February 7th, and that you're the winner of the third listener question. And in the body, you know what to do. safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, let's look at the points that the kids have. Lakshay, how many points do you have?
I have 75.
75 points. Abhi, how many points?
I have 40.
40 points, and Abhi did really well in our last round. So Abhi, you had an important and interesting fact to mention about orange, because we had a category today called things that are orange. Why don't you share it with our listeners? Into the mic.
When sodium is added to white light, the white light turns orange.
Awesome. Abhi is a chemist. Well done. That was very well done. And Mohammed, how many points do you have?
105.
105. And that means Mohammed is our winner. Let's give him a round of applause. Come on, guys. Woohoo! Well done, Mohammed. And with that, we have to come to the end of our show for today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying... Jeja,
Sawal Kiyeja.
Matlabi, ho ja zara matlabi. दुनिया की सुनता है क्यों खुद की भी सुन ले कभी मतलबी हो जा जरा मतलबी दुनिया की सुनता है क्यों खुद की भी सुन ले कभी कुछ बात